It's a pleasant Friday afternoon across eastern New York and western New England, and our theme of comfortable days and cool nights will continue right through the weekend into early next week. So we've had a summer with plenty of rainfall. It seems like we've been dodging showers and thunderstorms pretty much all summer long. Well, here we're looking ahead to a quiet stretch of weather. There's no big rain in the forecast in the coming days. There's just that small chance of maybe a passing sprinkle or two in a couple of spots. So we're looking at temperatures today that are running again below seasonable levels, and that theme will continue right through the weekend. So we're targeting daytime highs mainly in the 70s with 60s across the higher terrain. And then temperatures at night will drop off into the 40s to near 50 degrees across our area. In fact, we could even see temperatures dip into the 30s across the highest elevations tonight into tomorrow morning. It's all thanks to high pressure that continues to build in from the west, and that high pressure area will stay in control for the next several days. So tomorrow looks to be really nice. Some fog will form later tonight, so by morning, we will have some areas of fog around. Otherwise, that fog will burn off. We'll see a good amount of sunshine through the day tomorrow. A few clouds will bubble up at times, and our temperatures, again, will be very similar to today, about 70 to 75 in most locations with some 60s in the mountains. The quiet weather continues into Sunday, with temperatures again running mainly between about 70 and 75 degrees. We'll have sunshine, a couple of clouds in the mix as well. By Monday, it starts to turn slightly milder. I would expect highs mainly again in the 70s, but we may see a few upper 70s in spots by Monday. And even onto Tuesday, we'll see those temperatures hold mainly in the 70s. And to put that in perspective, our average high right now is in the upper 70s to right around 80 degrees. So we're going to be about 5 degrees below normal over the next several days. Now we turn to the tropics with Hurricane Harvey, which is drawing closer to the Texas coast. There are already tropical storm conditions moving ashore. That storm is moving toward the Texas coast and is expected to make landfall sometime likely tomorrow morning. Now, there are hurricane warnings, of course, in effect, and the wind is always a concern with a hurricane, as is the storm surge, but another major concern here is going to be the potential for flooding due to very heavy rainfall, and the storm is basically going to park over southeastern Texas for several days, so the potential for over 20 to maybe 30 inches of rain is possible across some of the areas that see the heaviest rainfall from the storm. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 66 to 74. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 66 to 74. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear, areas of fog, cool, low 48 to 56. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, with highs in the 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight mostly clear with areas of fog, low 46 to 52. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 70 to 75. Region-wide on Sunday, mostly sunny with highs in the 70s, some 60s in the mountains, and on Monday, a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.